Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Yes, it's Monday, but Friday it was Andy Borowitz, Alan.
Yeah, we had a great time there. This is a great man. He is so smart. You know, it's hard to be funny, and he made that point right at the beginning of his presentation to everybody. But on the other hand, he was really, really funny at the appropriate times. And he really had a feeling of a group that needed some solace, needed somebody to sort of point out what was going on, both really bad and the potential good, and to reassure people as much as he could. But he was brilliant as always, and we are very grateful that he did what he did for the station. And he said if you wanted your money back because he wasn't funny enough, he wasn't going to give it to you. The station wasn't going to give it to you. Find somebody with a Trump sign. Ask them for it. When it came to my having called the election, look, folks, I didn't want Trump to win, but he won, and I saw he was going to win, and I said so on the panel and in other places. And he says, yeah, Alan doesn't get any credit for that. He's always Mr. Doom and Gloom no matter what. You know, if he has a sniffle, he thinks it's pneumonia. Same thing here. So he was very funny, and we're extremely grateful.
Well, it's been quite a weekend watching not only protests, but some of President-elect Trump's picks, as he's chosen Reince Priebus as his chief of staff, and Stephen K. Bannon from Breitbart, named chief strategist and senior counselor. And Trump was on 60 Minutes suggesting that he would prioritize deporting up to 3 million immigrants and pick a Supreme Court justice who opposes abortion rights.
Well, there's some terrible news here that poor people who need an abortion will not be able to get it with the same ease that somebody with more resources has. This is terrible for our friends at Planned Parenthood. Obviously, these are going to be very, very rough times. On the other hand, I think people who believe this is terrible news will do their best to support Planned Parenthood financially in every other way. And the same thing is going to be true with liberal and intellectual institutions. They're going to reach out. And they're going to say to their people, we really need your help now. The New York Times did it. Dean Baquet and Arthur Sulzberger put out a letter which basically said, we've always done it right. We're going to continue to do it right. But you had the feeling that it was such an extraordinary letter that they were basically asking for help. And they should. It is the top newspaper in America. And it is my hope, anyway, that we will not see the kinds of things we have seen in hard right administrations around the world when people want to get even with newspapers. And I suspect we're going to see some of that. I wouldn't be surprised to see it in public radio. This is a time when people are going to have to examine their values and decide what they want and support the institutions which have supported them.
And in terms of immigration, will he be able to build the wall?
He's not going to build the wall. He's not going to deport 12 million people. On the other hand, it has to be pointed out that no matter where Obama stood on all of this, President Obama stood on all of this, they've been deporting people regularly in this country. So I'm expecting that that will continue. It'll be awful for those people who have children who were born here but whose parents are deported. What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to people where families are cast asunder and they have to figure out new methodologies for getting by? Those are all things that we will see happening. It is something that he promised and something that it's now indicating he's not going to do quite what he said. And the same thing with his appointment of Reince Priebus, because there he chose the lesser of the two evils to so many people. Obviously, the whole Breitbart philosophy was at stake here, and he made Mr. Bannon chief advisor, but not chief of staff. And there he took a guy who was centered to Washingtonian politics, something he decried during the campaign. In any case, I have a feeling that he knew that some people would breathe a sigh of relief that it wasn't going to be Bannon. And now we'll have to see whether he does that same kind of thing in picking his other choices. The choice that a lot of people are watching is whether or not he appoints Rudy Giuliani as the Attorney General. Because if he does, and if Giuliani takes that spot, that will be what we call Giuliani time all over again. And it'll be a hard, hard approach to the administration of justice. And you ain't seen nothing like what you're seeing in the streets right now, if that happens.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.